everybody, and welcome back to Ranger Chronicles. I am your host, Charlie Niemeyer, and today, for the last episode of 2025, we were watching the 11th episode of Power Rangers RPM, Dr. K. So I guess now we get to learn some more information about her. This will be good. So let's get this started here in 3, 2, 1, go! Dr. K was the 11th episode of Power Rangers RPM. It first aired on May 9th, 2009, written by Matthew Negretti and directed by Charlie Haskell. So, Charlie Haskell's been around for a while here, but we're getting some newer writers again, so that's interesting. This is two episodes in a row with a writer I don't think I've had to say the name of before. This is interesting. She played a blue one just a couple weeks ago. And by weeks, I mean episodes. Ooh, she broke the strings.
We're ready in the garage whenever you are.
Thank you, Ranger Series Yellow. I'll be right there.
I'd love to know why she was doing that. Oh, she's got tears? We're getting some emotion from her? What's going on? It's a mirror.
That one is so much worse.
Do you want to tell them, or should I do the honors?
What I want is for you to make sure that the Power Rangers do not interfere with my reflex bot attack plan, which is why I have built a second one just for you. I'm counting on you, Tenaya 7. You are my wisest and most trusted advisor.
Oh, Lord! This one is even more ugly than the first!
Well, yeah, but... that's not exactly saying much, is it?
Master, you cannot release the into the world!
Can machine throw up? I think I'm gonna throw up!
What we're looking at is a dramatic spike in the current levels of Vengex technology into the areas of theoretical molecular manipulation, inverse physics, and exponential energy transfer.
Excuse me, Dr. K, but, what are you trying to say exactly?
What I'm trying to say is that Vengex technology has surpassed our own Ranger biotech hardware capabilities.
Hold up. No, wait a second. Their stuff can't be better than our stuff, can it? I mean, we're the good guys, right?
Vengex just keeps getting stronger. Our Ranger firepower has plateaued since the introduction of the Croc carrier.
No, but wait, Doctor. What about the new Megazord configuration? You said that if we merged all of the Zords, then...
I can't get it to work. The energy required to make the multi-zord dispersal viable will require an additional flux overthruster.
Wait, another one? Where are we supposed to get another one of those things?
We're not.
We can't build one of those.
We aren't.
So are you telling us to just give up, Doctor?
I'm telling you I don't have the answers.
Hold it! Hold everything, people. In times like this, there is one question that needs to be answered. Are we... or are we not the good guys?
Tell me, what's it like?
What's what like?
Being stupid your whole life.
Oh!
Is it as wonderful as it seems?
Oh! She's always had that unfortunate haircut. She's drawing the plant, isn't she? Vengeance's place? And that's where it's supposed to say Dr. K.
Celebrate your first year with us here at Alphabet Soup. Happy birthday, K.
Oh, that's not going to get her. Oh, okay.
You're a very sick little girl, and the sun makes you unwell.
Maybe next year.
You know what could be really fun in the meantime?
You could try cracking this series of encrypted rocket codes.
Or you could design us a thermosensitive guidance system.
The male voice sounds like Summer's dad. They kept using the same tiny table the whole time.
Can I go outside?
Outside? Sorry, honey. You're still very, very allergic to the sun.
Maybe next year. Now don't forget to make your birthday wish.
You do have a wish, don't you?
I wish I could remember my name.
That is sad that she doesn't even remember her name. Wow. Oh, is that our first five-member morph? I don't remember.
Rangers, prep for Megazord sequencing.
Hey, Doc. I don't see anything special about his tin can.
Rangers, my senses are indicating that the attack bot is equipped with a molecular mirroring system.
Whatever this thing's equipped with, kiss it all bye-bye.
Rangers, beware. The mirror allows the attack bot to materially reproduce any solid object captured in its optics.
Uh-oh. Yeah, but it also... okay, there it is.
Looks like Dr. K was right.
Yeah, we're in trouble.
Valve-Mech's Megazord is down.
I don't see how that's possible.
Are you guys not paying attention at all? Come on. Very good. Could have blocked it. Okay, so I'm guessing the actual Megazord didn't bust up in the Sentai footage because they didn't show it. But uh-oh, they're in trouble.
Catastrophic system failure.
Why?
It's completely shutting down.
Oh, that's new. Fortunate. Reminds me of, Lord Zed's... Scorponoff. It reminds me of Lord Zed's Zord that I can't think of right now. Jeez.
Wouldn't it be wiser to just destroy this thing?
We have to take advantage of the opportunity to study relatively undamaged Vengex technology. Corporal Hicks, please don't touch any of that.
Sorry, Doctor. Sir, it's just
Amazing. How did you ever create all this Ranger stuff?
I had help.
Dr. K, we have the test pilots here for the first generation Project Ranger suits.
Thanks to some of our new budget and funding levels, we were able to raise them right here in the soup, just like you. Meet Jem and Gemma.
Hello.
Dr. K.
I'm Jem.
And I'm Gemma.
We're going to have so much fun working together.
Just tell us what we can do.
So excited.
You can stop talking like that.
Like?
What?
It's gonna be fun for them.
And surprise!
For me, but why?
It's your birthday.
And we're friends.
Gemma, you two should know, I don't even like you.
Well, that's nice of her.
Okay, we know.
But we can still like you, can't we?
A giant pencil? Aww. Oh, she used it for a long time. A butterfly on her keyboard. That doesn't happen too often. She's fine. She's not allergic to the sun at all. Dang, people.
That reflex bot mirror must have duplicated shield breaches. I'm picking up Vengex drones heading towards quadrant E3.
So is the one she's got the second one? Oh! What's happening? Oh, Tanaya's there!
Oh, no, you're not. The reflex bot malfunction was all just a part of the plan. I knew someone like you could never resist a peek at Benjix's latest hardware.
Oh, that sucks.
We need something. Stop. Ziggy, hard left.
Greetings, Rangers. You are now traveling with Tanaya 7. Enjoy the rest of your trip.
I can't control my sword.
What did she do, and how did she know how to do it? Oh, her hand's out, though.
Reconfiguring your swords. This could take a while.
I don't think my sword can wait a while, Doc. I can't control it.
Hold on, guys.
I'm trying.
If you think this is gonna hold me, little girl, think again. I'm getting out of here. Do you hear me?
Getting out of here, and I'm taking you two with me.
But what about
the sun?
Don't you get it? We aren't allergic to sunlight. We never have been. It was all a lie.
But we don't have access.
The Alphabet Soup security computers.
I don't need access. I just need to blind the servers for a few minutes. With this, a wireless upload of the Vengex virus. It's a self-aware, self-generating computer virus.
Whoa.
Project Vengex.
She created Vengex.
No, Gemma, no! 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 You have to let me install the firewall to stop it! Our Vengex will spread beyond Alphabet Soup! No! I just wanted to go outside! No!
Uh-oh. Hey, they reused the footage for the Blue Ridge. Maybe it wasn't original. It looks different than when they're on the Sentai footage, though. Oh, but they're using it for everyone. Except for Scott. I am confused. Sometimes Tenaya 7 has these shoes that look like lifts, and sometimes she wears regular shoes. It's interesting. There we go. What the heck happened there?
We're losing power. I don't think she can take much more of this.
That's not good. Have you noticed this one hasn't even opened up its chest yet?
You pride yourself on how smart you are, don't you? But you still royally messed up, didn't you?
Oh, she knows. Oh, is this her recording the message from the beginning of the episodes? Huh.
Give us the computer. It's for your own good.
Sorry, Kay. No one can know that Venjix started here.
This Ranger technology is our only chance of fighting Venjix. I have to get it out of here.
I'm sorry, Dr. Kay.
Oh, hey! Aw, her friends!
I'm glad we're friends.
Oh yeah, so
are we?
Hairstyles have changed.
We're going back to the classified gold and silver series.
Gemma, wait! No, we don't have time!
Oh! Oh! That doesn't look good. Did she say gold and silver series? Hey! Hey, it duplicated one of those for her. Sweet! Zenith, yay! This is the first in a series of, series that just find ways to connect all the Zords that they can, however they can. Oh yeah, this is why they couldn't just put green and black on the regular Megazord, because they had to wait until they had the croc carrier so they could do this one, I guess. Oh, they get to be together in the cockpit now. Sweet. Ooh. Was it going to duplicate the Megazord or something? Okay.
Be honest. Leading me in here, tricking me into using the mirror, how much of it was your doing?
All of it.
What? She planned to do this? Oh, I like that this is the sound, the music for this scene. Cool. Oh, she still has the gold and silver ribbons. Aw, that's cool. All right, so that not only shows us the past of Dr. K, disastrous, sad, and the fact that she created the Vengix virus, but also plant seeds for the future. I like it. And we got a new Megazord out of it. That was a very good episode, I thought, other than the fact that the, oh no, that was last episode, but, I don't know why the new monster didn't open up to do the reflection stuff. I wonder, what was the deal with that? It never opened up to, oh no, it did, didn't it? It was going to copy the Zenith Megazord, and they didn't let it. Anyway, all right, well, that's going to do it for this time. Next time, we'll be watching the 12th episode of Power Rangers Operation. Wow, Power Rangers RPM, because 12 usually comes after 11. This episode will be called Blitz. So until then, I hope you all have a good one. Take care.
And may the power protect
you. Thank you for listening to Ranger Chronicles. Feedback for the show can be sent to prchronicles@gmail.com. Or feel free to leave a comment on the show's posting at powerrangerchronicles.com. Ranger Chronicles is now on Patreon. If you'd like to support the show, please visit patreon.com/rangerchronicles for more information. All images and music heard on the show are copyright the respective copyright holders and are used for entertainment purposes only. No infringement is intended. This show is dedicated to everyone, both in front of the camera and behind the scenes, who have worked to bring us Power Rangers since 1993. Ranger Chronicles is a proud member of the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Network. Please be sure to stop by twotruefreaks.com to check out more great shows. Thank you, and may the power protect you.